The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
As Stephen Jones joins us now here on 105.3 The Fan, and a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Doing good. How you guys doing?
Man, we're excited for the weekend and the little two-game winning streak that we got going here, and the chances of what could play out here in the final five games. Can't wait to talk to you about all that. But what do you think of that go for it last night on fourth down from your guy Dan Campbell?
Woo! When it works, you're a hero. He's gone to the greatest coach in the NFL. Had he not made it, he would have been right there with some of these coaches that are might be looking for jobs.
I joke last night when we were watching the game. I said, man, if Mike tried that, we might see Jerry Jones back on the sideline there during a game again.
He'd have his whistle and his headset.
So, yes, what an exciting finish that was. One of the best Thursday night games ever.
The Detroit team's just amazing what they've accomplished and what Dan's done up there. You know, we've got a soft spot in our heart for Dan. He was a player here, and no one thinks more of Dan Campbell than Jerry and myself and the organization and what they've accomplished. And, of course, the Packers, there's a little bit of us that root for them because a lot of people – But we failed the test miserably when they came in and beat us. But they're a pretty damn good football team.
Indeed. Indeed they are. And a pretty dang good football player, the future Hall of Famer Zach Martin, with the news yesterday, Stephen. Ankle didn't respond well to the rest, huh?
It just didn't. And if anyone knows Zach Martin, which everybody probably doesn't know him well, if anybody could be out there helping his team and competing, it'd be Zach Martin. You know, Jerry and I always talk when you get into, deciding whether you're going to give a player a big contract. He exemplifies what you give a big contract to. And, I mean, that guy's been available. If there was any way that he could be out there playing, it'd be Zach Martin. And it's got to be something, obviously, that, is really restricting him. And, you know, I put DeMarcus Lawrence in the same category. Those are two guys that have been in our building for double-digit years that I wish we could just keep manufacturing Zach Martins and DeMarcus Lawrences, because that's what you look for when you want people in your organization that are winners. And I know he's just wanting to get well from this, get that ankle fixed, and go from there.
Hey, Stephen, if I could circle back on Zach Martin in the draft, and your conviction of how your stack was and Zach Martin being, and you got it, you know, with that linebacker going before you, can you talk about that again, that conviction, and you stood there and battling your dad, and I've seen that, and I mean battling in a good way, I don't mean in a bad way, but him, you know, thinking about kind of circling the room to Johnny Manziel, but you standing there and saying, no, this is our guy.
Yeah. You know, I think at the end of the day, and I got nothing but respect for Johnny Manziel. Yeah. I know he's had a lot. A roller coaster, a career he had, and then, his life in general has been a roller coaster, but what a competitor Johnny was. And, you know, anytime in Texas, which no one has more respect for Texas high school football than I do, my son played in it at a high level and had great success. But, you know, when you come out of Texas and you're Johnny football, then, that says enough. And certainly understood why he was right there in the mix. But, you know, we had, you know, we had Aaron Donald high on our list, and he went right before us. And, you know, we had those players that just came off our board. And then, you know, Zach Martin's one of those guys that, you know, he's not a sexy pick when you're picking a guard. And we really didn't think he was a tackle. We thought he was a guard because of his length. But we thought he was an elite offensive lineman. And, you know, at some point there when, you know, I'm having that visit with Jerry, and it's a hard one to have because Jerry's thinking about having Johnny Football in the building. And, of course, we already had our own Johnny Football in Romo, who's quite the baller. Just really felt like at the end of the day, after hearing all our scouts give their reports and our coaches give their reports, that really Zach Martin was the guy that, you know, should be on our football team. And I know we hadn't won a Super Bowl, but, you know, but we've had a lot of great success with Zach Martin being an all-pro manning that guard position. And, you know, there's not a doubt in my mind he's going to have a gold jacket sooner than later.
When it comes to Zach, I know we were spoiled. We got to interview him last year for our players show, and he's mine and a lot of Cowboy fans, one of our favorite players. Have you had a player that's retired that maybe pulled on your heartstrings a little bit more than others?
It's hard to put one in Zach's class. I mean, you know, one of the hardest things ever was to let DeMarcus Lawrence finish his career somewhere else. Emmitt Smith, DeMarcus Ware finished his career. Zach Martin. Obviously, he's in that same category. Emmitt Smith, you're talking about guys who are elite, Hall of Fame-type players, and this guy represents it all, both on the field and off the field. He exemplifies what it's about to be a Dallas Cowboy, to be an elite player in the NFL, both on and off the field. He represents everything. I mean, Jerry and I rarely will – rework a contract for somebody, but we did it because it was the right thing to do for Zach Martin. And, you know, it's just there'll be nothing but fond memories, and he'll be around AT&T Stadium. We'll know he'll end up in that Ring of Honor sooner than later. And just a special man Zach Martin is.
On the other side of the coin, things have been kind of nice seeing some young guys on that offensive line, in particular Brock Hoffman. How's he played in place of Zach Martin? And do you feel like he's a guy that you could see starting in the future?
Yeah, he's a guy who certainly is going to get in there and battle. He's got all the grit. He's a leader in that room. He represents, if you look up in Webster's competitor, Brock Hoffman's there, a sucker. He'll get right in everybody's wheelhouse, and he's one of those guys that plays the game to get in the other guy's head. And if there's a melee going on, every time we'll go, for sure Brock Hoffman's in that. We don't see him yet, but he's in the middle of that.
He sure likes to stir it up. What about Tyler Guyton? How's the evaluation of his rookie season? And when he's healthy, is he the absolute starter at left tackle, or is there a competition there?
Yeah, when he's healthy, he's got everything you want. I mean, he's got the length. He's got the athletic ability. It's just, you come into this league and, he's a young guy and you're playing, with full-grown men. And, he's had his share of injuries. And, I know he knows, after being in the league and going against some of the best there at left tackle, some of the best pass rushers our game has to offer, you need to be healthy and you want to be on your A game. So, his era's up. It's just one of those years where you grow. I mean, you ask Tyler Smith about his first year and what he had to go through, and whether it's a Tyron Smith or any of these guys, there's growing pains when you come into this league. But he's everything you want in a left tackle in this league, and I think he's going to be outstanding.
Steven, how are we doing with Trayvon Diggs and CeeDee Lamb?
I think they're both coming along. I mean, those are two other guys that love to compete on Sundays, and, they're not 100%, but in the NFL, when you get toward the back of the season, you're going to have your injuries. And these guys are competitors, and they want to play through it, but at the same time, you know, they're going through a lot. And it's been one of those years, you know, injury-wise, it hadn't been a perfect year for us. We've had our challenges, but as you know, in this league, everybody deals with injuries. And, you know, some years you have more than your fair share, and some years, you know, it goes your way. Right now we're having one of those years where we've had a lot of challenges, but we're not looking for sympathy. We're just going out there and trying to win the next game. I mean, we've got 5 football games left. You know, we're mathematically we're in it, and you know, our goal is to go out and win each game week to week.
And I feel like if you could have your 3 starting corners, and of course with Micah back and doing what he's doing, you know, maybe you could keep this Bengals team to a reasonable number and extend this winning streak.
Yeah, well, we're getting ready to go against probably maybe the best combination in terms of quarterback receiver in our league with Burrow and Chase and what they do. So there's no doubt, you know, our goal is going to be to limit them as well as we can, but it's going to be a huge challenge. And they've lost some tough games along the way. They've had one of those seasons that hadn't gone their way. And but obviously this game's huge for us. I mean, every game at the end of the day, you know, with the hole that we're in, you know, every game's a must win, and we just got to go out there and compete. And, you know, our defense keeps getting better each week. We keep getting healthier, and if we'll execute, we'll protect the ball. And maybe with two of the best ball getters in the league the last several years, with Diggs and Bland being all-pro corners, and you know, some of their accomplishments, if we can get them all out there together with J. Lou, and then have our rush, and we got D-Law coming, you know, we think there's a scenario where we can get in there and surprise some people.
What did you think of your quarterback, Dak Prescott, endorsing Mike McCarthy in a potential return this week?
I think our whole team endorses Mike McCarthy. You know, he's got skins on the wall. He's won Super Bowl. He's been in multiple championship games. He knows what it takes to win in this league. And same goes for Mike Zimmer. He's been on very successful teams. And, you know, we've got a good staff. It's just, unfortunately, we've had our challenges, and we hadn't been perfect in our execution. And, you know, the big thing is what I keep harping on is you got to win that turnover battle. And we've been fortunate, you know, before this season of being at the top of the list in terms of being on the positive side of winning that battle. And usually that'll result in a win. And we just got to continue to protect the ball. We got to continue to execute on the defensive side, get the ball, and continue to get better at stopping the run. I think we're making progress in running the ball, and I think good things can happen for this team.
When it comes to that decision, you'll make it, you know, sometime in the next month or hopefully 9 weeks. Is it just wins and losses that's going to dictate that future?
No, I think we understand organizationally, and we also have much respect for what you guys do, and obviously you have your opinions, influence our fans, and we know our fans have high expectations, but we also know what it takes to, you know, to win in this league. We've won a lot of games over the years, but we also understand, you know, that our fans are frustrated because we hadn't taken the ultimate step, which is win playoff games, getting championship games, and getting Super Bowl games, and win a Lombardi. And we hadn't gotten that done, so it's natural that the criticism comes our way.
Stephen Jones here with you on the Fan. I wanted to ask you a competition committee type question. That Trevor Lawrence injury with running quarterbacks, are you guys considering any changes to the rules maybe to help them run less or make judging those like no man land tackles, you know, a little bit easier? What's the approach to this?
You know, it's a tough deal on a defender. I mean, these guys are dropping. I mean these are like jet pilots out there. I mean, you're trying to guess, you know, where their chest is going to be and where their head's going to be. And I don't think anyone's intention is to go after somebody's head. I think we got class guys in the NFL, and no one wants to play that way where you ultimately, but sometimes because it's happening so fast, you're going to miss your target. And, you know, I think that's unfortunate. Obviously, you have to have rules. You have to have fines. You have to have suspensions. And, you know, that's why we have those in place to continue to encourage, you know, that these guys even work harder to get it right. But, boy, I'd hate to be in their shoes and, you know, hate that for the Texans player that, you know, he unfortunately had a hit there on a quarterback, and we're all trying to protect our quarterbacks who, you know, that didn't work out good. And, you know, at the same time, it's the responsibility of the quarterback to, and I'm not in any way being critical of Trevor Lawrence or anyone else, but, you know, everybody's out there competing. And, you know, we've all seen the quarterbacks that kind of think, oh, well, I'm going to make them think I'm going out of bounds.
Yeah, there
and
you
they
go.
Run up the sideline for 10 more yards.
Yep.
And that can be the difference. That first down can be the difference in winning the game.
Well, Steven, yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to just follow up on, I know your nephew Paxton Anderson, of course, played at Texas, and I'm sure there's a lot of respect there, but does it grind your gears a little bit seeing Texas year one in the SEC as a Razorback? Now they're playing for a bloody championship tomorrow.
Well, I have three daughters that are Longhorns, and their husbands are Longhorns, so we've got a little split family. If you throw Paxton in there, and but my son, myself, my father died in the wool Razorbacks, but no, I mean, at the end of the day, I would much prefer the Razorbacks to be in there. But if it's not going to be the Razorbacks, I'm fired up about the Horns being in there.
All right. That's great. We'll give them hell on Monday night. We'll be pulling for you.
Thanks a lot, guys.